When I'm driving, the sound system is all mine. I'm not too picky about many things, but when it comes to what we listen to in the car, I just don't understand my husband's taste. He's not exactly a huge music fan, but when something he likes comes on the radio, all bets are off. Suddenly, he's the king of the world, belting his heart out to some top 40 hit like it's the last thing he'll ever do. If we're at a stoplight and the windows are rolled down, heads are certain to turn and check us out, passersby straining to see the gay man who's all too wrapped up in his vapid pop song. It's mortifying, but in some ways I actually admire the lack of self-awareness in Joel, my incredible husband. Joel truly doesn't care what anyone else thinks of him, completely confident to be himself, whether it's singing to the radio or trying out a new outfit that pushes the edge of fashion. Of course, it's easy for someone as stunning as him to not give a damn. If I was a man that achingly handsome, chiseled features, and a stunning boy-next-door smile, I wouldn't see the need for mirrors either. However, that also just leaves the rest of us to worry about how we look while he's in the passenger seat acting a fool. Tonight is Joel and my 2-year wedding anniversary, so despite the fact that I'm driving, I've decided to let Joel do whatever he'd like with the stereo as we head off towards the fancy restaurant that I've picked out for us. I'm nervous about the tiny box that sits tucked away in my jacket pocket, snug and warm within the fabric. I've given Joel a lot of gifts over the course of our relationship, but rarely are they worth this much money, other than our wedding ring, of course. If I could make it through proposing, then I can make it through this, I think. The diamond watch I've picked out for Joel is absolutely stunning, and I know that it will take his breath away, so that's not really the problem. The problem is that I'm a fucking idiot. Let me back up for a moment, because I'm sure your first reaction is to tell me that I'm being too hard on myself. Fine, I'm not dumb, not by a long shot. I just have a very, very specific problem when it comes to hanging on to valuable things. I lose them. I've installed a location device on my car keys, thank God, which keeps me going from day to day, but as far as the other small items of value in my life, there really is no hope at all. Wallet, left at the bar. Important presentation for work, back at the house. It never ends. Even when I proposed, I reached into my pocket to find that the ring had been left back in our room. Luckily, I played things off coolly and managed to keep Joel from noticing my strange kneel until back at the hotel, where the real thing went off without a hitch. Still, the terror of that night will stick with me for the rest of my life. Because of this, I keep pressing my hand against the watch's box within my jacket pocket, compulsively making sure that it's still there. "What are you doing?" Joel suddenly asks, suspicious of my strange movements. I glance over at him from the driver's seat. "Oh, nothing." Joel narrows his eyes and gives me a suspicious smile. "You're acting so weird right now." I shrug. "I guess I'm just happy to be your husband. 2 years is a long time." "Ah," Joel purrs, leaning over to the center console between us and giving me a quick kiss on the cheek. "That's very sweet, Jordan." Suddenly, Joel's face contorts into a vibrant look of surprised elation. He's screaming, not out of fear or alarm, but pure joy, and it's so loud that I have to cover my ears. "This is my song," Joel yells, reaching over and turning up the radio as loud as it can go. "I've heard this song before, but I couldn't tell you the name. The chorus just repeats the words, 'You rock me with your style, baby.' So I'm guessing that's probably it." Joel seems to know every inflection of the crooning vocalist, singing along with all of the passion he can muster. Suddenly, I'm wondering if letting him be in charge of the radio was such a good idea, but I hold my tongue, forcing a smile as I glance over at my handsome, but horribly out of tune, gay husband.